While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
It's very hard when you're on the back foot, particularly you're being dominated, giving away so many penalties, to get a foothold in with the referee.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Arsenal take a 5-point lead into December. Alexander Isak's first league goal for Liverpool helps the champion stop the rot. And Ballon d'Or winner Aitana Bonmatí is facing a long time out with a broken leg. But first today, Chelsea and Arsenal shared the points in a fiery affair at Stamford Bridge. It finished 1-1. Chelsea had Moises Caicedo sent off 7 minutes before half-time for a reckless challenge on Mikel Merino. Trevor Chalobah put Chelsea ahead early in the second half. Merino equalised for Arsenal just before the hour mark. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says his side is going in the right direction, and he was also in no doubt they were the better team before the red card.
We show that we are in the right direction again. I always said the same because I really think that we go in the right direction. The performance has been, as I just said, the players, wow, has been, for me, has been fantastic. We were much, much better team than them, 11-11. And then with 10 players, it's more difficult. But the way they deal with that situation has been outstanding. We knew that probably the space was for, you know, Malo, Estevao in that side. The way we prepared the game, I think, worked quite well. Overall, I think tonight we can be happy, even if we didn't win.
That result leaves Chelsea still 6 points behind Arsenal, who are 5 points ahead of Manchester City. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits he was conscious of his side losing a player in the second half to even things up.
So we had 4 players with yellow cards, and you could see that they were targeting those players to get the game even and probably stay away from that. The one probably with biggest risk was Ricky. That's why I had to take him out against Estevao or Neto, that he could come in and look for him. We've done that, but we didn't really set so, because the first action in the second half, long ball, they get a foul, wide free kick, corner, and a score. And then emotionally, you need to get through that. And it took us a while to get set, to get fixed, to be much more patient than we were in certain moments, to move them, to generate the spaces, and then we score a brilliant goal. And then, yeah, we had 2 or 3 big chances.
Arsenal will find out the extent of William Saliba's injury today. The France international missed the game against Chelsea due to a knock he suffered in training. His centre-back partner, Gabriel, also remains out with a thigh problem. That meant a pairing yesterday of Christian Mosquera and Piero Hincapié. Arteta was encouraged by their performance.
The beauty of it that you have players so willing to play, so willing to connect with each other, we will build the relationship even better. So today was a great learning match for all of us, and as well give you the assurance that whoever is there is going to perform.
Former Ireland international Keith Tracy was alongside Stephen Doyle in the commentary box yesterday for Off the Ball. He said on the Sunday kickback that although the game lacked silky and technical football, he enjoyed the battle between two of the best teams in the league.
I was entertained from minute one right till the last kick of the ball. I thought it was a proper derby. There was tackles flying in. Both teams seemed a little bit moody with each other. They didn't seem to particularly like each other. There was no love lost. And every 50-50, every bouncing ball was hotly, hotly contested. So I thought it was very entertaining, but I don't think there was a lot of skill in the game. I don't think there was a lot of beautiful football. But there's going to be times within a season, if you're Arsenal, or you're Chelsea, that you're going to have to bite down on the gum shield and just, you know, eke out performances. And I don't think either team were particularly good in terms of nice, neat football, but I thought it was a thrilling derby.
Liverpool got a much needed win to end a run of 3 losses in a row. The Premier League champions won 2-0 away to West Ham, who had Lucas Paqueta sent off. Alexander Isak got his first league goal for Liverpool. Manager Arne Slot, who left Mo Salah on the bench, is hoping it's a turning point in their season.
It's a first step, although we know on Wednesday we face Sunderland again. We are a very strong team, played yesterday. So it's a very busy schedule for everyone. Good team, but it's a good first step for us that at least we won the game and had a clean sheet. And that's, I think, the way to move forward. But no guarantees for Wednesday. I hope, just like the away fans, the home fans will be just as supportive for us from start to finish on Wednesday, which we can expect because they're always like this. And hopefully the players can bring in the same performance as today.
Alexander Isak says it was more important for the team to win rather than him get his first league goal since his big money move from Newcastle.
We knew it was going to be difficult, you know, to get back to winning ways after our recent form. So, of course, tough game, you know, and happy that we win, first of all, and happy to be on the score sheet as well.
Another big summer signing, Florian Wirtz, came back into the starting 11 after recovering from a muscle injury that he sustained on international duty. And former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher believes it was the German's best performance in the Premier League so far.
I think it's more about getting him in his role where he's best suited. Now, we can talk about the knock-on effects with other players there, because I don't think the actual, when you think about the makeup of the squad, it's probably not really that well balanced. But we've spoken about Florian Wirtz being a number 10, but predominantly he likes the inside left channel. I mentioned Kevin De Bruyne before. When you think of Kevin De Bruyne, where do you think of him? You think of the inside right. Always picture him on the ball in that position. That's where Florian Wirtz needs to play. At times, I actually thought he was going to play wide right today and then come in from the side, as he has done in a few games when he's replaced Mo Salah on that right. But this was better. This is exactly where they want him on the pitch, and this is where, as I said, he's at his best, and that's why today was his best Liverpool performance by far. He's had other good performances, but mainly in Europe. In the Premier League, that was the best we've seen so far.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Tributes were paid to legendary West Ham captain Billy Bonds before kickoff at the London Stadium yesterday. The record appearance maker died at the age of 79 over the weekend. He was captain of West Ham when they won the FA Cup in 1975 and 1980. West Ham boss Nuno Espirito Santo was disappointed they couldn't provide a fitting result.
All of us felt and were impacted by the bad news that we had. The mood, the general mood, we felt it. But we wanted to honour the memory of Billy Bonds in a better way. But unfortunately, it was not to be.
West Ham midfielder Lucas Paqueta was sent off in the 84th minute when he picked up 2 yellow cards in quick succession for dissent. Former Hammers goalkeeper Rob Green described it as ridiculous behaviour, as a co-commentator with Sky Sports. That was put out on social media, the clip of that. And after the match, then Paqueta commented on X in response to it. He said, "It's ridiculous to have your life and career affected for 2 years without any psychological support from the Federation." The Brazilian apologised to his teammates and the club supporters. He added his behaviour was just a reflection of everything he's had to endure and it seems will have to continue enduring. The 28-year-old was back in the starting 11 after missing the Bournemouth game due to suspension for picking up 5 yellow cards. Former League of Ireland title winner Graeme Gartland was alongside myself in the commentary box for that game and said on the Sunday kickback, Paqueta gave referee Darren England no choice but to send them off.
He then throws what I call a strop. An absolute strop, the fact that he was booked for that, but he won't let it go and he won't drop it, to the point where even Alisson comes out with goal 30 yards to say, look, just stop, Brazilian to Brazilian, just stop.
Yeah.
You're going to be sent off. He called Van Dijk in, called Bowen in and says, if he keeps going, I'm going to have to send him off. They both try and stop him. And then he gets sent off for constantly just haranguing the referee about the decision. Takes off his gloves and starts clapping everybody around them, and you're looking at the petulance of it.
Yeah.
If a child done that, you'd be like, what are you doing? And and you could even Nuno afterwards didn't even complain about it. I think the lads were, and it let West Ham down at a time when they were probably getting a little bit of momentum in the game, I thought, Phil, and they were getting crosses into the box, they were putting Liverpool under pressure without getting any joy out of it, but there was a momentum building in the stadium, and like you said about the tribute, that emotion was building into the stadium, and he just took all the air out of it, and it was just such a silly decision. I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
And remember, you can listen to the Sunday Kickback in full in your OTB Football podcast feed. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim praised his team's comeback away to Crystal Palace. They came from a goal down at half time to win 2-1 at Selhurst Park and move up to 7th in the league. Mason Mount got the winner for United. Amorim admits it was an important half time team talk.
The way they move, they were getting tired for the second half, and we talk about that and again our pace in the first half, intensity. We cannot play that like that in Premier League.
Aston Villa are back into the Champions League places thanks to their 1-0 win at home to bottom side Wolves. Nottingham Forest missed the chance to move further clear of the relegation zone. They lost 2-0 at home to Brighton, who avenged that 7-0 loss to Forest from last season. Spain midfielder Aitana Bonmatí is set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines after breaking her leg in training. The 27-year-old fell awkwardly during a session with the world champions in Madrid on Sunday. Spain were preparing for the second leg of their Nations League final against Germany in Madrid on the 2nd of December. And Bonmatí played 77 minutes of last Friday's first leg, which finished nil-all in Kaiserslautern. She's won the Ballon d'Or for the last 3 years. Ireland striker Evan Ferguson was handed a first start for Roma since the injury that ruled him out of the wins over Portugal and Hungary. The 21-year-old who scored his first goal for the club last week was taken off at half-time. Napoli beat Roma 1-0 at the Stadio Olimpico to move level in points with leaders AC Milan. David Neres got the winner for the away side. The Irish hat-trick hero from the famous win in Hungary, Troy Parrott, had a moment to forget yesterday. The Ireland international had a late penalty for AZ Alkmaar, who were 1-0 down to FC 20. He stepped up and attempted a Panenka, but it went over the bar. It means Parrott has now missed 3 penalties in a row for Alkmaar. And it looks like football's lawmakers want to put an end to tactical injuries from goalkeepers. One of the suggestions is to force teams to temporarily remove an outfield player if a goalkeeper goes down injured. Leeds boss Daniel Farke accused Manchester City's Gianluigi Donnarumma of feigning injury on Saturday to bend the rules so Pep Guardiola could get some new instructions to his side. To stop outfield players from going down injured for a tactical timeout, players were ordered to stay off the field for 30 seconds. That was a rule brought in from the start of the 23-24 season. The IFAB's annual business meeting will take place on the 20th of January, and this is certainly something that will come up. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.